60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, as we approach the holiday season, I know a lot of our listeners are probably going to be sending Christmas gifts to me here at the station.
Oh, everyone knows you hate Christmas.
Happens every year.
Okay.
I got a few presents last year, and some coffee mugs that say world's best radio host.
Thank you.
Few, you know, children's drawings, and that's always a fun gift because nothing makes me happier than making fun of children's artwork. I wrote back so many letters critiquing their work, and
wow,
it made me feel really full inside.
You have a grade, a big F.
Man.
And while I am grateful for your generosity, nothing kills the spirit of Christmas like getting a bad gift, you know?
Not really. I mean, that's not what the spirit of Christmas is. It's not about getting gifts.
I don't know what Christmases you're attending, but mine, it's all about gifts.
So, all right.
I thought I could help out our listeners and tell you about some of the things that I would like to receive for the holidays just to help you out in your shopping this year.
We're really just going over your Christmas wish list right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like a working flamethrower.
That is got to be illegal.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that you're allowed to have that.
Well, I'd like it so that I can burn any bad gifts that come to the station.
Okay, I can give you an aerosol can and a lighter.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
thing.
Fun too.
Okay.
A camouflage kit.
So we can't see you when you're in the studio? And
I won't go into the reasons that I need that, but I'd like that. And
okay.
A Downton Abbey cookbook. Original
of
recipes
course.
From the 19th century England. I'd love that. If anybody could send that to the station, I'd be very grateful.
Shockingly, that's the only one that makes sense to me.
I can see you cooking.
You love that show.
Yeah, cooking crumpets with a flamethrower at your house.
Definitely. Uh-huh. And always remember my motto, if you're stuck and can't find a gift, drugs, not hugs. Okay?
No.
That always works.
Don't get drugs. What are you talking about?
Hugs,
I didn't
drugs.
Say to give it. I said remember my motto. Read between the lines. Okay.
I don't get it.
And my gift to you is another shock caller question of the day. So let's get into the shock caller question of the day. And for the third day in a row, our intern Oscar has requested to put on the shock caller.
Yes, Oscar!
He won't
and
give
face
up.
Off against Woo! Young Jeffrey. He says he's not quitting. He wants to get a shock caller question right.
Yeah, persevere, Oscar. Persevere.
Yep, so he wants to take down Young Jeffrey, just like many men have done before, and see if he can get the shock caller question right. So Oscar is in the studio. He's got the shock caller. And Jeff, read Oscar the shock caller question of the day.
All right, Oscar, to help you out, I've again made your question millennial-based. Millennials use their cell phones more than any other generation, checking their screens on average once every 7 minutes. And recently, a survey asked thousands of millennials all over the country, what are the most important apps on their cell phone that they absolutely could not live without? The third most popular answer was Facebook app, 29% of the vote. Second was their email inbox app. But what was the number one app millennials say is the most essential to have on their cell phones?
Oh, man. Oh,
that's actually a really good question.
It's a really good question.
What's your number one app on your phone that you use the most, Oscar?
Oh, man, I like to use Tinder a lot.
Okay. Okay, hey, that's a legit answer.
No, there's that. But I always see people taking pictures of their food, so maybe it has to be something like that, like a filter app or maybe Instagram. Or
what about Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Snapchat's really popular, too.
I mean, you have Snapchat, you have Instagram, but I know one of the most important apps that's changed my life is any sort of GPS app. Like Waze.
Yeah.
Waze, I would literally, I don't know, be backed into a dead-end street right now for the last 3 years.
I wouldn't be able to get into
it.
Work in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive here every day, but I still Waze it.
So something like a GPS app. All right. Huh.
You know, I think the most important thing that millennials like to do is communicate, and Messenger or WhatsApp, one of those apps that you get free messaging, you can send gifts. I mean, that's pretty important.
Secure messaging is even more important.
That's true, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, WhatsApp, that's a good one.
WhatsApp is really popular. I mean, Messenger is used a lot.
What are you thinking, Oscar?
I have not met any friends that are not international travelers that have WhatsApp. So I don't think that's a good one, actually.
Okay.
But
okay.
Messenger, that's a different app, right? It's not part of the Facebook?
No, it's owned by Facebook, but it's like, yeah, it's
okay.
Own app.
Huh. That's actually pretty good.
I know.
What do you think, Jubal?
What do you think?
I think GPS, but Hey, Jeff, ask the question one more time, please.
Recently, a survey asked thousands of millennials all over the country what are the most important apps on their cell phones that they absolutely could not live without. The third most popular answer was Facebook. Second was their email inbox app. But what is the number one app millennials say is the most essential one to have on their cell phones?
Okay, one we haven't also talked about is Spotify.
Oh, yeah, music.
Or what about just your internet app?
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
God, there's so many.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think people can go without those doggy ear filters, so I'm going to go with Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good answer.
Recently, a nationwide survey asked millennials to identify the most essential apps on their cell phones that they absolutely could not go without. Number three was the Facebook app, getting 29% of the vote. Second was the email inbox app. And the number one most important app to millennials, 35% say Snapchat is not in the top 10.
Oh, no!
They say they can't live without getting any item they want delivered directly to their door with the Amazon app as the number one most important app.
No,
addicted.
I thought the third time was a charm. No.
Nope. Definitely not, Oscar. You lost again. Are you still going to keep trying?
Oscar,
are you still going to keep trying until you beat Jeff?
My spirits are kind of broken right now, Jubal. I'm trying, man.
They're about to be even more broken. Somebody wanted to hear Despacito by Justin Bieber, Daddy Yankee, so you'll sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
Oh,
turn
it on.
Shot collar on. Oh, man. A3 hasn't quite got that on button yet. There we go. We're good.
I'm so scared. Okay. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
Yeah!
Deja que te diga cosas al oído para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Quiero firmar las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo.
A little bit of shot caller malfunction, but it was okay. I was enjoying you singing that, Oscar.
Nice accents, bro.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Man, let me tell you.
Good Spanish.
Three times in a row does not feel good. Tomorrow is going to be the day.
You're back.
Otherwise, I am done after this, but tomorrow is going to be the day.
Is it the day you just don't come into work anymore?
Moving 92.5.